expectation. Got to cast off. I've started the church one night, and you can go ahead and start it, Zach. I got to church one night, and I had a lot on my mind. Had a lot going on in my life. Outside, you know, and I got to the door and didn't realize really. You know, Satan will burn your mind up with stuff. Just keep your mind on all the negative, all the trouble, all the things you got to do. Even good things to the point to where he'll just try to wear you out with it. But anyhow, I got there and I started through the doors, and all of a sudden the Spirit of God spoke to me. And he said, take off those coveralls. And I seen myself in insulated coveralls in my heart. You know, and I'm taking all this stuff to church with me. You know, and the Lord said, take it off. Leave it off. You know, and I thought, I stood there and I thought, man, I didn't realize I'm burdened down here. I'm worried about stuff. And here I am going to worship the one that is able to help me, and I've got to lay all this stuff aside. You know, so the Bible says casting all of our care over on the Lord. Cast it over on him. So you know what? Spiritually speaking, that night, and it never happened to me again, I took off those coveralls. I went in, and this night I went in, and they started praise and worship, and I just shut my eyes, and I started singing the song in my heart to the Lord. And when I come to myself and opened my eyes, I was looking through bowls of water is what it looked like. I'd been so caught up in the presence of God till nothing mattered to me. I mean, I left there a changed man. And the Lord told me, he said, you can always have that. He said, you ain't got to go to church to get that. He said, if I be high and lifted up, I'll draw you to me. He said, I know you preach that if we'll lift him up, he'll draw men to him, and I will, he said. He said, but that's talking about you personally. If you'll lift me up, he said, and then reminded me of scripture where it says, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. But God began to deal with my heart today about, I mean, I'm just flooded on inside, man. I'm excited. 2021 is my year. I'm laying hold of it right now, hallelujah. You know, went through a lot of challenges, a lot of bad things happened last year. It affected everybody and everything and every way, praise God. And you know, and we bleed God for stuff and things don't work out the way. That's not a time not to not trust God. When things ain't working out in your favor some way, you see, God's saying tonight, it's time to move forward. You know, I mean, it's time to move from where you at. I'm not just talking about the election, all that stuff. A lot of people, you know, had one person on Facebook, is on my friends list, and I don't down people and judge them. Do what you want to, you know. Think like you want to. I'm going to think like my mind's mine. God gave me, he said, put on the mind of Jesus, right? Put on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Jesus, you know. And so I choose to let my thought, I choose my thoughts. But you know, put on Facebook today, evil one today. And I just shut her down. I said, you lying devil. Evil ain't never won. Glory to God, Jesus is Lord. He's the captain of our salvation. Captain. A captain is taking care of that ship, driving that ship, right? You know, he's the captain of our salvation. And you know what? A good captain, and Jesus is one, he makes sure that everything is supplied on that ship that we in. Everything we need for the journey that we're on. And you know, I started thinking about that, and I thought, you know what? If I thought that way, I would be oppressed right now. But you know what? I thought to myself, Lord, I've been through some bad seasons in my life, in business, in life, you know, and you've never let me down. You've always brought me through out on the winning side, Lord. And you know what? And I thought about it today. I thought, you know what? If people has their future in their, what am I trying to say here? That, politics, my job. Well, if something happens to my job, I lost my identity. Right? I can't have my identity in that. My identity has to be in the Lord. He's my shepherd. The Bible says in Psalms 23, the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He didn't say, in case somebody gets the wrong in office. He didn't say that, did he? He didn't say, be happy if you're an Alabama fan till Auburn wins. Right? We're supposed to be enjoying this everyday life, right? He didn't say do good until you don't get the promotion at work that you thought you should have got, and then you lose your joy. See, your joy was in your promotion. Your joy was in your job, you know. Praise God. I've been in the ministry a little while, and I've been let down by folk. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you want to be let down, just get in ministry. Just go preach for Jesus. Just go tell the world about Jesus, and you're guaranteed to get hurt. Guaranteed. If you're going to serve the Lord, you're going to have to make hard choices in life. You're going to have to choose the right way, you know, when everybody's going the other way. You're going to feel all alone. Jesus went up into the wilderness. But you know what? The wilderness, he was led up by the Spirit of God. I believe that some hard places, God, our steps are ordained of the Lord, the Bible says. Steps of the right. Now, there's things the devil does, and there's other people does things, you know, but God's not caught off guard in everything that we enter into in our life, seasons in our life. See, God wants me and you to grow up. I'm a baby in the Lord. I mean, I'm 26. 26. Think back, man. I mean, you're in your 50s, 60s. Whatever you are. Are you in your 70s, man? You ain't looking it anyways. You look good for 70. People even tell me, you know, your brothers, they don't look as good as you. They're not talking about physical, you know. See, your spiritual inside is going to reflect how you are. Come on, somebody. You can be 80 years old and have the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Hallelujah. Or you can be 26 years old and have a vision like I did when I was 27 years old when I got saved. I was tired of the drug. I was tired of the life. I was tired of my life being defeated. I was tired of quitting jobs. You couldn't get me to keep a job. I worked hard at not working. I wasn't lazy. I was always busy doing something. One time, Teresa's grandmother, she goes to church here. She said, you know, a rolling stone don't never gather no moss. Now, what I thought, these old people, what do they think, man? They just go to a job, keep your job, don't spend no money, just save it all. Man, we got to have some fun. You know, but later on, I got born again. You know, and I thought, I got to quit rolling around. I've got to get stable. That was Jesus. See, the Bible said he set our feet on the rock. He put us on the rock. Jesus, and I put on the Facebook today, I said, it's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. And I wasn't just talking about the election. I'm talking about our life. The election's over. Our life is going on, right? Time ain't stopping. Things are not stopping. Anger and bitter and disunity. Now look, I'm not going to agree with the devil. You know, I'm just not going to agree with him. Right's right, wrong's wrong. The devil's evil. Jesus is Lord. And I'm not going to side on the left side. I'm going to stay in the middle. I'm not getting on the right, or I'm going to stay straight, man. I'm going to stay straight with Jesus. My mind stayed on him, because you know what? I've been through where policies back under in 08 when some of y'all was in diapers. When I didn't vote for that ungodly junk. But I find in the Bible that my vote is a seed. I find that if I vote for Jesus, if I vote for what's right, when somebody's come to my town want to be sheriff, when I look at them, are you for killing kids? Are you for justice? Are you for upholding the laws that's been set out for you? Or are you wanting to create your own law? I look at that person and I say, okay, they're wanting to uphold. Well, you know, we got to stay on the side of Jesus. He said, love your enemies. Pray for them that spitefully use you. You know, they say they're going to come after the church. Well, look, come after the church. They say they're going to shut the media down. I was around before there was any media for preaching. You understand? I don't care. Let them shut down everything. You can't shut down Jesus in me. You can't shut down the Word in me. You can't shut it. You can't shut it down. I'll take it to the streets. I've been to the streets, the prisons, the jails, and if they shut it down, then there's the churches all over this planet that will take it to the streets in their arena. You can't stop the church. We're in the army of the Most High God. I'm not into politics, and I'm not into debating about politics. I'm not into that. I'm into Jesus. I'm into the Word of God, and He is involved in all of it. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, you're Republican. Liar. Don't label me. Don't lie about me. I'm not a Republican. I'm not an independent. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not none of them. I'm born of the Spirit of God. And I side with righteousness. I side with God. I'm not against a man. I'm not against a people. They're not my enemies. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And it goes on to tell us what to do. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. Right? All we got to have is the armor. You know, Paul goes in and he tells them, well, you know, Jesus said this. The Lord said they brought it in. They didn't like him. So you know what they did? They stoned him. They stoned the Apostle Paul. They thought he was dead. They drug him out of the city and left him out there for dead. He comes back to himself. You can't kill God. And he goes right back in that city. Right in there where they stoned him. Go study your Bible. Go read your Bible. God had sent him to that city, bless God, and God wanted revival to that city. There's two things this church is set here to do, and it's to bring down the kingdom of darkness and reestablish the kingdom of God in the hearts of God's people. I'm not here playing church and playing politics and playing with people's lives, man. I'm here to move forward in God because the best is yet to come for the body of Christ. You know, the scripture says, he that wars a good warfare, don't entangle himself with the affairs of this world. You don't get all tangled up in it. You see it's going on. You see what's going on. Listen, God's wanting us to move forward in our lives. Move forward. Go to work tomorrow with Jesus on your heart and say, God, promotion comes from you. It don't come from an administration, darkness and light. You always take care of us. I'm going to pray for these people that got in authority. Pray for those that are in authority. Do I have to like that they're for abortion? No, I don't. I love kids. If Ben Teresa could have had kids, we would have probably had 12 or 15. I've got more than just Travis. We lost a few. Come on, somebody. I'm going to get up there and they're going to say, hey, Dad, we've been waiting on you, buddy. Hey, Dad, there's Mom. There's my brother, Travis. He won't have no jealousy then. See, Teresa got pregnant one time and he didn't like that. Because you're going to have a brother and you're going to have to share everything with him. The land and everything he thinks he's going to get. I'm going to give it to my grandkids. You better get his own. Great grandkids. But you know what, praise God, I'm not going to live life letting Satan run my house, my living room. He ain't coming in my house. He ain't coming in there through strife and bitterness, Facebook. I told the Lord today, I said, you know what, Lord? I think I'm just going to get rid of Facebook, bless God. I think I'm going to get rid of it, Lord. What say you? And then say, well, you can't come to church on Sunday. I said, we didn't have Facebook back there when I got the church full. Ain't none of that what gets people after the Lord. None of that. It takes revival in the heart. It takes the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of the word. Me and you stay fired up for God giving us sermons like this. We come to church on Wednesday night. We're all down. Things ain't looking good in the future. I'm not just talking about now. This ain't my first rodeo. I've been through a lot of seasons where it didn't look good. I've been through a lot in my business where it didn't look good. Looked like I was going under. People even said his blunt overhead door will go under. But you know what? 24 years later, God kept it. I gave it to God, gave my trust to the Lord in it, praise God, and been through some thick, muddy water, man. I've been places where I couldn't even see it, a little bit. But trusted God. I mean, faith is not blind. Somebody says, well, it's just blind faith. No, it ain't blind faith. You know, you take people. You take a magnifying glass, okay? Why do you use a magnifying glass? Make things bigger. Some people use it to set fires. I've done that too. burns the woods up. Daddy and them made sure we didn't get magnifying glasses around. There's 17 of us, man. We burn the country down. We get bored, man. We go climbing on side mountains and stuff. But a magnifying glass magnifies whatever you're looking at. Or glasses that you put on. Can't see how to read your Bible? Stick your glasses on, right? It magnifies it. I mean, those faith is a magnifier. It helps you see. Faith helps you see that you're healed when you're sick in your body. My body told me I was washed up after I had open heart surgery. My body told me that. I even told Teresa one time, let a little fear. I said, just wait a little longer on me, baby. Well, Mac, I was letting a little fear get in her. You washed up. You can't be the man. Oh, I went and towed her to the threshold. Well, not right now, but we're working on it. We're both a little heavy right now. I don't want to stretch it too much. But you know what? I wouldn't give in to that, Johnny. I said no. But I did tell Teresa, I said, wait on me just a little longer, baby. See, you got to watch that devil when you're in there in these battles. He'll come in there and say, you ain't going to live. Liar. They said you kidding. Whatever. Liar. You got to say liar? Well, look where you at now if that's what you're telling you. Liar. I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to get pumped up in the Lord. I'm going to get me some fuel. Listen, you ain't getting this 87, baby. You're getting 93. We ain't settling, some of them old school trucks. You know, you put 87 octane, shut them off, and they just want to keep running. But you put some 93 in there, they'll just shut off smooth, and they're ready to fire right back up. So run a little 93 in there. You're getting some 93. By Jesus' stripes, we're healed. Move forward. Moving forward. But you know what? It's up to me and you. It's up to me and you individually. We can come to the house of God. We can get in the presence of God and worship God. And then we can go right back out and get right back in that same rut again. And then let our vision be foggy. Just let our vision be put out, I mean, that's what happened. Who was it? Samson? Samson, Delilah? Yeah, the first thing that they did when they captured him is put his eyes out. But you know what? He gave away his integrity. He gave right to the enemy. I mean, they done come in there two or three times. His hair was his dedication. Our heart is our dedication. His hair was his dedication. They tried to get the secret. Tell me, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Oh, Delilah. See, there's Delilahs out here running around trying to get your dedication. And you know what? Finally, kept on with a little fear, kept on messing around with a little anger, whatever it is here, a little bit of unbelief, just lay down, want to quit. Anytime you want to quit and just give up and not move forward, right then's the time you better rise up and say, nope, not going here. Not going to be oppressed. I'm not slowing down. I'm going to move forward. Get up, praise Jesus or something. Put you on some preaching. Read you some Bible. Do a little confession over yourself. Do something. That is a challenge right there. But the instant you do that, here comes the enemy in there with Samson, and you know, and man, she tied him up. I mean, tied him up, and I mean, here they come in to take. Got him now. He come in, boom, he just break him. He just break. But there come a time when he said, "Okay, baby, it's my hair." Well, she cut his hair. Had his hair cut while he's asleep. See, we can't sleep. The Bible says it's high time for us to rise from the sleep, and Christ will give us light. See, until we get up in our hearts, no matter what, we won't move forward. I've not quit a job in 26 years. That's a miracle. I mean, that's a miracle. I mean, I used to just quit all the time. I mean, you know, every time I'd get mad, I would quit. I would just quit. It's a miracle that I've been on a job for nearly 30 years. Glory to God. That's a miracle. I'm not even nowhere close to quit. I mean, my grandson, he's three. I'm going to train him in the garage doors when he gets big enough. That tells you how far I'm going to go. He's only three. I'm going to start him about 12, 13, hoping his heart's in it. I got vision for that many years down the road, man. I'm not going nowhere. That devil ain't going to stop. I'm going to the other side. Didn't Jesus tell them when they got caught up in the storm, let's go to the other side? Well, they get in a storm before they get to the other side. Do you know what Jesus said meant something? They could have said, nope. He said, we're going to the other side. Bless God. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. The Bible says I'm promised 120 years. I'm only 53. Don't tell me I'm going to be washed up when I get 65, you lying idiot. Hallelujah. You've got to have that mindset to fight. To fight the good fight of 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. It say, don't fight your neighbor. Don't fight. I know how it is to have neighbors. I had one that I really wanted to help him move off the street that I live on. I understand. I really understand. And God told me down there in the garden one day, he said, cure him some squash. I said, I ain't curing him nothing. Man, I've sweated with this garden. He can plant his own garden. He drives by every day. I've taught him how. I've been here 10 years making a garden right down here on the road. He's watched me do everything. If he didn't know how, I taught him. The Lord said, you overcome evil with good. How many of those God was wanting me to move forward? God was wanting me to move forward from there because I've come to a place of testing here, and God wants me to go deeper. And you know, praise God, I thought, okay, Lord, I'm going to be obedient to you. I don't want to. I mean, those, the Bible says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. You know, Satan wouldn't tell me to go be good to him. Satan wanted me to go up there and break his leg. Well, I could just, and the man would have fell over anyways. You know, in my mind, who does he think he is? I'm standing out there and I thought, he thinks if I'm a Christian, man, I can't get fired up. And he's wrong. He's still a flesh man here. But the Lord said, nah, he died. How many knows the Bible says that we were crucified with Christ? He said, I live, nevertheless I live, yet not I, now but Christ lives in me. Now I got to let what Christ would do it. You know, I've got to yield that way. Well, you know what, praise God? I mean, I went on and I overcame evil with good. I carried that dude all summer. I carried maters and squash, and then I carried him turnip greens and taters, all kinds of stuff, you know, praise God, until the point to where I went and carried some taters we had left over to the neighbors down through there. And you know what? One of them down the road that really don't like me that well, and that's okay. And they said, his wife said, I wonder who brought them taters. He said, Romeo down there did. I thought, Romeo? They calling me Romeo. They just don't know what it took to get that name. It took some overcoming evil with good. It took some resisting Satan. It took some saying, I'm not going to stay angry. I'm going to love that old man. He wouldn't give me my land. I bought that property over there. You know, and he wouldn't give it to me. Now, I could have took it. But you know what? I told the Lord, I said, I'll just outlive him. I'll get my land. I bought it. Well, you know what? I outlived him. And then, you know what? His mama's about to die, and it ended up she's going to be put in the nursing home. And so I get my deeds out, and I go out there, and the Lord said, now take your land. You waited on it. You believed me for it. Now it's time. So I told Teresa to get the deeds out the night before. I'm not just telling you my story. God always gives us the victory if we go and yield his way. That's moving forward. And so she did, and I went out there, and his son don't get up early. But I really didn't care. I'm an early bird, man. I get out there, I start to work at 7 o'clock, so I had to be there about 6:30, you know, where I can get this settled before work. So I knocked on the door, and he come out. I said, hey, man, I need you to come out. I need to talk to you a minute. Oh, let me get some clothes on. I said, okay. And I laid that out. I said, see this right here? When I had the deeds, I had them to put X's across there where the fence was, you know, showing where it was up on my property. Well, anyways, I laid it out. I said, I'm not losing my land. I said, I paid $100,000 for this place. I said, that land belongs to me. I said, I ain't moved it all this time. I said, that's like I told your daddy, if my whole place was fenced in, you could run your cows on it. I said, but I'm not going to lose my property to the funeral, to the nursing home. I said, so I'm putting the fence up. I'm just letting you know. Oh, yeah, I fully understand, Mr. Weston. I said, thank you. Have a good day. I rode off, and I was like, glory, hallelujah. This is what we come to do, tear down strongholds. Hallelujah. I put me up a nice fence across my property. Now I can ride by and see what was mine already. It didn't look like it. It looked like I wasn't going to get it. See, it could look like you're not going to make it. You're not going to win. But if you don't quit, you're winning. You are winning no matter what it feels like or looks like. In Jesus' name, victory is already yours. The Bible says, go in my name. We're in the authority of God. We're in the authority, the anointing, the grace of God, the ability of God. Many times after I had open heart surgery, I had to say to myself and make myself go by faith. I go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. And today, black God, I mean, I'm able. I'm in good shape, man. I'm in really good shape. I'm fighting some battles now. I've gotten, you know, I mean, different sinuses and different things. Well, black God, I whipped them like I did the rest of them. See, the Bible says, 1 Peter 2:24, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. Now, see, you take that like medicine. The Bible says the word is like medicine. The Bible says that he sent his word and healed them. I know it's talking about Jesus, but you can't separate Jesus and the word. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And then it goes on down, and it says, and he became flesh and dwelt among the only begotten, the word. Jesus was the word made flesh. And Jesus was a manifestation of God in the earth. Because Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Me and him are one. Well, what did Jesus do when he come here? He started something that we're finishing. He said, great things did I do, but greater things that you'll do because I go to my Father. Now, see, he's put us moving forward. I mean, some of us have thought a lot of times it's just about going to church and being thankful to church. Nah, it's way. If that's the only thing that somebody's getting, they done missing the whole thing nearly. It's not really about, it's about us being motivated towards God. It's about us knowing that victory is ours no matter what we say. I know I lost my mom, She depended on me a lot. I mean, she called me a lot, and Teresa took care of her bills and all that stuff. And when I lost Mom, I felt lost. You know, that was something I didn't want to face. I felt lost, and I felt lonely, and I was grieving. You know, I mean, I was grieving because I missed my mom, you know. And And then there I had time that I, and the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord said, see, he said, you've got to appreciate, a heart gratitude, appreciate the time that I give you with your mama. You've got to be thankful. That's one way you get over grieving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I had time. But anyways, and the Lord told me, he said, focus your energy towards me and the things of the kingdom. He said, refocus, refocus. You've not got that anymore. See, that was a page that had turned. That was a season that is never going to be again. But I had to move forward from there. And you've got to move forward no matter what happens. You know, the very neighbors down there that his son now, I mean, his bull caused me a lot of trouble, his daddy's bull. Planted an orchard, he got down there all the time trying to eat my garden up and, you know, broke over one of my apple trees that it takes them a long time to start bearing. You know, broke the middle out of it, and I've done replaced too. And then here comes the bull. He finally got rid of the bull, and then here comes the bull's baby.
Ooh.
And that sucker is out. He's doing the same thing. Well, he got rid of that one. Now here's that one's bull, that bull's baby, out in my yard again now. I mean, this is three generations of bulls. And you know what I did? I went on there the other night, and he's saying something about the Lord or something. They don't go to church or anything, you know. And so I says, well, man, why don't y'all come to church and visit? I really wanted to say, why don't y'all go to the Baptist church over there? But I'm past that, Johnny. I'm past that. I don't want them over there. I want them over here. Because if I get them to know Jesus like I know Jesus, they gonna change. They gonna change. They go with them. We got that road. Then we get in the neighborhood. See, we make disciples, not just Christians. Right. You see, we're not here just to go to church and you know, to have our conscience clear that we did our duty towards God. You know, missing away. I'd rather. I mean, that's like taking and having asparagus and lettuce and all of that, and over here you can have a steak. It's a big difference. I'm going over to that steak. I want the good stuff. See, the Bible says strong meat belongs to those who have exercised their senses, that knows good and evil, that realizes when evil's trying to rule. You know, that realizes this might not be evil, this might be God. You know, one time I owed some money and people went out of business. Some of it was my fault. Some of it was people in 2008 or 9. You know, some of them went under and they owed me money. You know, their business went under. Some of them owed me $2,000 or $3,000, and some of them owed me $18,000. You know, and I mean, and this one guy, I called him up and he said, look, man, I'm under. He said, I'm under. And, you know, and I said, I forgive you. I said, you don't owe me nothing. And all of them, I did that. I did that. And then because things wasn't rocking, I made some wrong choices financially. Anyhow, it strapped me. I strapped myself partially. And things were getting bad and bad and bad. And God was telling me, do something. Do something. And I didn't want to do nothing. I didn't want to face it. I couldn't figure out what to do. I couldn't figure out how to get out of this that I'm in. I was trying to figure it out. You don't try to figure it out. You turn to the Lord and say, God, show me. God, help me. God, forgive me and help me, Lord. I'm going to learn from this, God. With your help, I'll not do it. I'll never do it. And you know what? But I wasn't doing that. And it was frustrating me because nothing was working out anywhere. See, if things ain't working out in our life, we need to acknowledge the Lord. We need to turn to the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about battles we go through. Things are going to happen sometimes regardless. You even acknowledge the Lord. Well, anyways, Teresa's telling me, just comply with them. It was about money. I owed a lot of money. Just comply with them. Just comply with them. I said, I can't tell them something I can't do. She said, just tell them. I wouldn't do it. Things got rough. It got rough other areas. I go to church one night. I told her, I said, I'm going to I'm going to church. So I went to church that night, and all of a sudden the Lord said, go and let him pray for you. I'm thinking, you know, I don't really need it or whatever. I mean, I'm going through battles and stuff. Well, I get up there and I say, Lord, I want you to pray for me. And he laid his hands on me and started praying for me. Then all of a sudden, he just stopped and he said, I see you in quicksand. You know what quicksand, you see it on TV, you know, you get in it and you're just sinking real slow. You just, you know, you can't get out of it, man. You got to have a rope or something, somebody help you. He said, I see you in quicksand. He said, and I see you going down. He said, in the quicksand's God. Oh, man, that's the last thing I want to hear. God got me here. God's doing this, man. He's doing it. See, but little did I know, God was fixing to move me forward. He couldn't move me forward till I made a choice. He couldn't. Sometimes God can't move us forward because we won't make choices. He can't move us forward. If I'm not willing to move forward, he's not going to make me move forward. He's just not going to do it. He loves me. He loves me. Well, you know what? I went home and I told Teresa, I wasn't thinking nothing about it. I said, I told him to pray for me. I said, and all of a sudden he said, I see you in quicksand. He said, this quicksand is God. She told me, she said, I done told you to agree with them. And then it hit me. I mean, all of a sudden it hit me and I thought, God ain't letting nothing work out. Because he wants to pull me out of this quicksand. I've got to let him deliver me. And when I made an agreement with God, God, I'm going to call them. I'm going to agree. Bless God in the name of Jesus. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I'm going to get in agreement with you. And you know what? I called them, and I made an agreement with them, and God never let me down. He made every payment on that until it was paid. I couldn't figure out how to do it before then. See, that's not just my story. See, 2021 is going to be a year of challenges. It's going to be, and you know what? You might be here and you might say, well, if I had good credit. Well, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Travis, one time, I told him, I said, well, you can build your credit. He didn't have good credit. He didn't have none. That's just as bad as having bad credit. Yeah, actually worse. So he goes in there, he gets him something. I don't remember what he done, a little credit card or something. He used that thing, made the payments on that thing or whatever. He built his way up from the bottom, D. I mean, he had to move forward. Today he can get anything he wants. Teresa's got a higher credit score than me and ain't even got a job. I'm like, gosh, she got a better credit score than me. But she's got my money. She got good credit and daddy. What else could you want? You know. But you know what? Travis was linked to me. I helped him, you know, get some stuff, you know, along, try to help him, you know, and everything. And I would hear it every month. I'll be glad when that's paid off. I don't want you linked to him with nothing else. He pays his bills, but he don't pay the ones he's linked to you with. He's ruining your credit. I mean, I would hear it every month. And I'd say, good God, Jesus, help me. Lord, take the wheel. Finally, we got out, praise God. Finally, we got out. And you know what? He pays his bills on time. Well, Beth does. He finally give her a little authority. I think he's going to let her mow the yard next year. He ain't going to let her mow the yard. I said, what's wrong with you, man? Let her mow the yard. Look at your mommy. Thank God she mows the yard. Man, she couldn't get out and do nothing. See, challenges hits all of our house. But we decide what we're going to do from there. We're going to move forward. See, there's no time that it says in the Bible, Jesus ain't going to have the strength to help you through this. God's run out of all options. Man, they ain't even nobody. Listen, Alabama Power didn't come up with Alabama Power on their own. We got Alabama Power. God wanted us to have electricity. There ain't nobody on this planet that smart to come up and make a Ford car. God wanted us to have transportation. Jesus said he didn't go get a used donkey. He went and got a brand new one. He said, go down there and get me that donkey. Tell him I have need of it. Brand new donkey that Jesus rode into Galilee on. Brand new. Never been rode. Brand new. No miles. Come on, somebody. Isn't that true? Why didn't he say, hey, Peter, I want one of my wore out donkeys, one that's broke in. He could have, couldn't he? But nah, he wanted that brand new one down there. Brand new donkey. Ain't nothing wrong with new stuff. I don't really like new stuff because I like to work on it. Trace and Travis, they like to crank it. I like to crank it and turn. Carburetors or something. See, we got to move forward. Now's the time to move forward. But the only way to move forward is go deeper towards the Lord and the things of the kingdom in 2021 than we did in 2020. See, and then the end of 2021, you're going to look back and you're going to say, glory to God, I thought the way it started out that things would be real bad, Lord. They are. How many knows the Bible says that this is not our home? We're only passing through. We're pilgrims here. Jesus told us to occupy till he comes. He didn't say quit if things get rough. He didn't say things are going to get bad now, guys. And I understand you can't obey me when it gets real bad. No, he ain't saying none of that. He's saying greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. If God be for you, hey, can't nobody be against you. Who can be against you? They told me when I started on. See, some of y'all guys are called on the front lines. Y'all are frontline warriors. Well, boy, if we just had a boldness like you. You do. You just ain't attained all of it yet. God's got it in you, and he opens doors. The Bible says that he opens doors that no man can shut. I never dreamed that I would be 26 years faithful in ministry. I never dreamed that I would still be married after 35 years. It was in history in my family. Everybody gets divorced. They have affairs, all kinds of stuff. It started out, but I got born again, and the buck stopped with me, bless God. I drawed a line, the blood of Jesus. I said, these generational curses are not coming down into my family, bless God. And I rebuked him and I applied the blood of Jesus by faith. And I told Satan, I said, Satan, I know now that generational curses are real. They're in the Bible. They're handed down from generation to generation. That's why you see patterns in people's lives that their brothers and sisters and all them used to do it. But you know what? I told Jesus, I said, I'm going to be the breaker in my life. I'm going to be the one in my life that stops that from going on down to my family, to my son, and now my grandkids, and now y'all guys. See, this is a year for the church. This is going to be an astounding year. God's going to show his glory to those that will flow with him and those that will yield to him. Deuteronomy 28 is just as real today as it was day before yesterday. He says, if we will hearken to the voice of the Lord our God, if we've been doing it, you're doing it, don't try to figure it out. You're just reading your Bible, going to church, repenting, keeping your mind on the Lord. That's what he's talking about. All of those things, we're already doing it. Don't try to have a relationship when you have one. If you got one with him, just keep having that relationship with him and maybe do a little more fasting, a little more reading, you know, a little more less Facebooking. If it says, this is the day the Lord has made, and I don't feel it, I go, whoo, whoo. That must have been for Johnny or somebody. I didn't feel a thing. How many knows the Bible says our spirit bears witness with the truth? The Bible says a word is good in its time, not any time. So you can try to give me a cup of coffee at 6 in the evening, and I'm just really not interested. But you can put on a pot in the morning, I'll take a cup. It's time for it. But they are times, you know, when you fry me 3 eggs and some ham and stuff at 8 o'clock at night and I would like to have breakfast. Well, it's just time. I'm hungry for it. See, that's the way the Lord, the Bible says it's God working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You know, I got my cows straightened out, finally quit getting out. Hallelujah. Went over there yesterday, suckers were out. And then my first thought was, I'm going to see if Robert shows up. That's Sandy's husband. I'm going to see if Robert shows up Wednesday night, and I'm going to see if he wants to buy him a small herd. At that moment, I was serious. I didn't have time for this. It's just not convenient, man. I've got stuff going on, and these cows want to make me have to do more stuff. But, you know, I went and got them up, and then I'm standing there, and they just all lounging around there looking at me, and the babies are getting curious, getting a little closer to me, and, you know, they ain't going to get rid of y'all. You know, man. The trial was over, Johnny. See, the trial was over. See, don't make no rational decisions, major decisions in the middle of the fire, man. Wait till you get the fire out. Wait till things settle down. Wait till the dust settles. And then make some moves. Then make some decisions. Then you can hear from the Lord. I went over and I told Teresa, I said, you know, I said that I think I'm going to get that land finished up. I'm going to get it finished up over and I'm selling it. I'm just selling it. She said, why is that? I said, I won't have nothing to do. I can sit over here with you. She said, you won't. I know you. She said, you can sell that if you want to over there, but you will find something else. You know why? There's a pattern, Johnny. And so I'm thinking about it, and I thought, well, it's just because I'm having trials. You know, if the trials is gone, then I thought, well, what if the trials wasn't here? I thought, yeah, I'll go over and build a little cabin over there, man. Make it rustic looking, you know, and do it a little bit at a time. Cut me a little sawmill here, a little sawmill. Get me some slabs and make it look like an old backwoods cabin that back there, you know, use the bark for the siding. Just use the bark. I got excited. I thought, not right now. Don't go start it right now. See, what I do? I quit looking at the trial. I quit looking at all the hassle of it, and I started dreaming. You know what that caused me to do? When you dream, you will move forward. God will help you move forward. I'm planning on 2021 being the best year Blunt Overhead Door has ever had, in Jesus' name, bless God. And that, you know what that means? That means more work, Johnny. So I realize what I'm believing for. I'm going to have to work more, and that's fine. That's fine, because my future is going to be brighter when I work. Because the Bible says that He will bless the works of my hands. He will bless what I do. He'll bless me for going forward. Hallelujah. And you know what? I've been down there 27 years old, broke and busted and disgusted and couldn't afford and have shattered dreams. But I'm living now 20-something years later. See, sometimes things don't happen overnight. You've got to be willing to go the long haul. You've got to be willing to hang in there no matter what and trust God and believe God when things don't look good at all, because you know what? 20-something years later, I'm living my dreams. I'm living them. I'm living in my brick house with land. I have my own shop. I'm buying cars, paying cash for them now. It's because you own your own business. You done missed what I've been preaching. When I started, I didn't own my own business. When I started, I worked for a man that I'd worked for on and off for 10 years. And if you tried to get if you got a 10-cent raise, you was doing good. And if you asked for one, he'd fire you. He's one you didn't mess with. And so I got saved and started a church. I'm going to try to close with this. See, God, I didn't know where God was taking me, Johnny. I didn't. All I knew is God's good, man. I didn't commit suicide. I mean, you know, I got to serve the Lord. And then before you know it, I started seeing the future of my kid, you know, and all that. And I got to lead him in the ways of Jesus and show him the right way. This world and Christian folks, some of them ain't going to show your kids and grandkids the right way. I got them today, you know, on Facebook, you know, the save lives by staying at home, and you'll see them in the thrift shops. Come on, somebody. That ain't showing nobody. Oh, it's stay at home at church time, but let's go get some clothes and shopping in the grocery store and all that. But let's go on here and post save lives by staying home. No, we save lives by getting busy. We save lives by getting busy for God and going forward in the kingdom of God and rebuking sickness and disease. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. I don't care what's happened. The Bible says it, and we got to have it in our heart and stand on it, bless God, and don't let no evidence outside of that convince us that God's word is not true, that God's word will not work. I'm telling you, God's word is true. God is real. God, Jesus is Lord, and His word works, and His promises are yes, and in Him, amen. and I'm not going to back off. So I want to encourage you, move forward wherever you are. In your financial realm, it's, you know, just like I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I'm not going to ask that man for another raise. I read in your Bible that promotion comes from you, God. And God, I'm going to see you work. And I took me an offering that Sunday to church. And I sowed it in there. I didn't tell nobody. I thought, I'm going to see if God's real, like I'm believing in my heart that he is. I believe something's happening to me. And you know what? I put me an offering in there. In less than 1 year, I was making right under what my brother had been there since he was 15 years old. And I was right under him with pay. I went from working five and a half days a week, making $300 to $480 a week, and I didn't have to work on Saturday no more. And then I just kept sowing seeds, and he put me in my own business. And then he began to show me, and it ain't for everybody to go in your own business. You be faithful where you are. Promotion comes from the Lord. It comes from the Lord. Told somebody that they're coming to church, and they're working Jack's or somewhere. Down in Jack's. I said, don't down Jack's. I said, listen, under God. I said, tithe, under God, sow seeds. I said, you could be the one owning Jack's. And you know what? Before it wasn't too long down the road, that person kept on going to church, kept on honoring God, tithing, and before you know it, was manager over two Jack's. Managing two of them. Moved her husband up to managing another one. They became managers, and they were flipping hamburgers. They decided they was going to move forward and believe God. They wasn't trying to move forward and convince Jax. You know, I've even heard Travis say it before. Jax is not somewhere you want to try to make it a career. And it is. They hire the young people and all that. But if somebody's in Jax and that's what they're in their heart, it's a career. You make a career out of that. That'll be better than going to college. That'll be better than the highest paying CEO job. You in the will of God. In the will of God is more important than the place or anything. In the will of God, whether it's flipping hamburgers, doing God's doors, Johnny up there, they need you up there. Up there, machine, he's a machinist or something. They're blessed to have Johnny. Their place ain't missed a lick. He's got raises right in the middle of the pandemic. You got one that ain't supposed to have it yet. Got a bunch coming this year. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. You know, move forward. Don't let the spirit of this world get on you and oppress you. Don't let what you think could happen. Listen, Satan will come and tell you what he thinks is going to happen for you and try to prophesy in your thoughts and people in your mind that it's gloom and doom and going to be a dark year and dark 4 year. That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. It's not determined by people. My light shines brighter and brighter. Jesus says, those who follow me will not walk in darkness. So, praise God. Gear up. Invite people to church. We're an army. And we've been enlisted. Hallelujah, by the Lord. And we're the warriors that God's chose. God's people to go forth and proclaim Jesus. But let him live mainly in our hearts. And keep the faith. Let's bow our heads.